Holding a Simon Kufches, Sif Beis. Torvalo Hispalo Mincha. Person made a mistake. He missed Mincha. He did not have Mincha. So Hispalo Arbish time. He gave him Arb twice. Harishana Arbis. Rashneda Tashluman. Again, the first one has to be the Tefillah of that time period. And the second one is the Tashluman. Because our Masak and Tashlumen, as we saw in the first Siv, only in conjunction with the regular Tefillah, Chazal allowed you to add another Tefillah for Tashlumen. So you must first daven in Marv and then the second one for Tashlumen. Tovul Hizbal Arbis, Hizbal Shachrish time. Harishana Shachrish, Hashniyat Tashlumen. Okay. So the first one will be Shachrish, and the second one will be in Tashlumen. Okay. So la'achar sha'omer yotzer u'shmon esrei, after you say brachos kriyas shma, and the shmon esrei brachos, v'omer ashrei, v'achar yispal u'shmon esrei the tashlumei arvis. So in between, the Mishabura says you should, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should say a tefillah as introduction to the shmon esrei, just like we do by mincha, we say ashrei as introduction to the tefillah. So it should be immediately after you say the first Shemoneh Esrei, you'll say Ashrei, and you say the second Shemoneh Esrei. V'chein kin shetzvel arba shtayim, mishum shelo tisvel mincha, a person davens marv twice. Yomer Ashrei bein tefillah l'tefillah, you'll say Ashrei. The purpose is not only to replace the Ashrei that you missed from mincha, but in general, the idea is that a person should be oimed the bitvilo mitoch hashevach of saying Ashrei. Okay. Zog the Mishaburus of Katan Yud. Shachar Shtayim. Also lechol katan mishispal lashniya. The kvar gi is mana. It's time to daven. It's time to daven. You're not allowed to eat until you daven. So the tashlumen is not a favor that we're giving you. It's a chiyuv. Once we gave you the favor, you can put tashlumen. You have a chiyuv to say tashlumen. So you know, daven's one tefillah, I must have on the second one as well. If a person said the first Shemoneh Esrei, and he started to sit down to eat. So, Magarum says, like we find, it's tefillah is a din rabbanon, and by din rabbanon, even when his man is there already, and a person should not start eating, if he did start eating, he's not mochiyav to mafsik, as long as the normal course of events would allow him to have time to daven afterwards, or do the mitzvah afterwards. So, for example, after the beginning of Sukkot, where lulav is drabanan, person can't eat before he takes a lulav. If he had not taken lulav yet for that day, he had a psul and he wasn't able to use his own lulav, and he had to go get somebody else's. So he can't eat till he takes a lulav. If he sat down to eat, alpidarech hateva, he has the whole day for the mitzvah of lulav. His meal should not take all of the 9 and 10 hours left of the day. So he'll have time after he finishes the meal to do the mitzvah. So he's allowed to continue the mitzvah. By deraisa, that's not true. By deraisa, he's mechuyav d'mafsik. So the first day, that happened on the first day of Sukkot, it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. On the first day of Sukkot, that had happened, he would mechuyav to interrupt his meal and go take the lulav. So tefillah is rabbanon. So the Rogan Rambam says you don't have to stop. Comes the Master Shekel and says no. I was here, Master Shekel, but Sefer Mokin Gibor, Mitriyot, I feel a bit yevin mafsik. Why is that? Because there's the exception to this rule by the Rambam, you're not mafsik, is if you're going to lose the time to do the mitzvah. Well, over here, the tashlumen is to be said immediately after the first tefillah. That's how you're allowed to say tashlumen. That's a chazar masak and tashlumen. So over here, you have to interrupt. Why? Mishum l'tzarek l'hasmi chatfila shniya l'tzarishan v'chomad d'afshir. Because I'll allow the tashlumen in conjunction with the first tefillah. So you must say it. So you can't sit down and eat in the middle. You have to say it together with the first tefillah. So a person would start, he would have to stop. Okay. So in the morning, so after he says Yotzer and Shemoneh Esrei, he says Ashrei and the second Shemoneh Esrei for Tashlumen for Marv. Lachar Shomer, Rutzel Emer, There should be nothing in between. So immediately after you finish saying your Yotzer and Shemoneh Esrei, you go to the second Shemoneh Esrei. You can't even sit down and learn in between. The way Chazal set it up is while you're davening the tefillah, which is the chiyuv, Chazal allowed you to add another one for tashlumin. We come welcome nearly the Chazal Hashat Shal Tefillah Chiyuv is much of the Shema Yikadim. So you're not mechiyuv to daven it before Shemoneh Esrei, before Chazal Hashat. Rather, you listen to Chazal Hashat. Is that mikri adayin osik betefillah? It's still all called you're being osik in the tefillah of Shacharis. Rather, Abba Sebe Mim Zayin, Zayin Mashak Sabna Shem Abir Halacha B'Shem Ar Zeruah, which I cannot tell you that I remember offhand. That's interesting thought. So the halacha is by, if you want to use Abba Rabba of Shacharis, Abba Salem, whatever your nusach is to say by Shacharis. So the halacha is that it only works if you also, you don't rely on Shema, but you use it, sit down and learn right away. Well, you can't learn right away because you're in the middle of Shacharis. So you say Shema, and you say Shemoneh Esrei, and then you sit down and learn. So when is the moment when you're mechuyev to sit down and learn? So he brought in the Be'er Halacha that it's this halacha that you got involved with something else. But all of the Yonah Tefillah, which include the finishing of Ashrei, Wilatzia, and Aleinu, and then going getting a Sefer, that's not considered a Hefzik. But he says that's all talking about you didn't speak about anything else. So he had to Kula, that calls one, you're being Hefzik in Tefillah, that's not considered a Hefzik in your process of davening, of you're still davening, so you don't have to learn yet in that situation, but you can't speak or something else. So I imagine that the connection over here is that the fact that you have other yoni tefillah would not necessarily be considered a hefsek, but you can't get involved in it. You can't get involved in something else. Okay, shana se brachis v'tzolar me'ima tachanun shemar achrezeh. Then the havzeh ben shoneser the tachanun. So tachanun is said first, together with Shacharis. The Rambam, when he talks about Tachanun, the Rambam clearly sees that Tachanun was an extension of Tefillah. It's part of the process of Tefillah. Therefore, that's what the Halacha is brought down. You're not supposed to speak between the time you finish Shemoneh Esrei till after Tachanun. Shouldn't be a hefsek between the Tefillah and Tachanun. So something over here, the person would say, with daven Shacharis, say Tachanun, and then daven the Tashum from Arav. But he says, "Hey Ashrei, Yomer Ashrei, Yud Gimel." Kelam of Gamat Tefillah said, "Tashum mitayach dibrei tenchum and shelter." Kenavasim and Sadi Gimel. He said that when a person stands up to daven, he should be standing up from within the emotion of having said Hashem to Kadosh Baruch Hu, feeling Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence and care, and that's how you start davening. So you would want to say Ashrei first. So you're going to have to say an Ashrei again anyway then the Shacharis, you might as well say it now. So the way the Mishabur understands what's going to happen, the person with Daven Shacharis Shemoneh Esrei, Chazar Shashatz, Tachanun, Ashrei, and then the second Tefillah. V'ayimachem Shashkim Adahu Adeni Mispalo Bincha Shtayim B'Shil HaShlomo. You would say Ashrei again, even though there's no union saying Ashrei a second time. You need Ashrei as introduction to the second tefillah. The bottom line is that you have to pause between the two Shemini Esrei and the time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, which you pointed out is not very long at all. It's 1/500th of 18 minutes, right? Considering the fact that 18 minutes is 1,080 seconds, right? So 1/500th of that is about 2.2 seconds. Not a very long period of time. That's the bottom minimal that you must do. But the Chachila person should say Ashrei in between. And the same thing by Ma'ariv. And this you would gain as well, that you're adding the Asher that you lost by Mincha, you'll be saying now. Comes some of the ones who the Megad Raman says, the name of the Shal Yom Asher by Arvis. In general, we don't say till. According to the Akikabal, you don't say tillum tarshib iksav belaila, and then includes tillum. Akikabal, you don't say tillum at nighttime, and that, therefore you shouldn't be saying ashrei at nighttime either, even though you're doing it as the tashlumin for mincha and the ashrei for mincha, etc. That's very nice, but you don't say tillum at nighttime. There's a machlokes in the Akikabalim whether that akpada applies to Friday night. Some say that it does not apply to Friday night. The reason why. You don't say Torah Shabiksav Balaila, because Torah Shabiksav is from the Tzad of Din, and the Torah Shabiksav says from the Tzad of Rachamim, and Balaila there is a Hiskabrus of the Midas Adin, and therefore learning Torah Shabiksav, which is connected to the Midas Adin, would make a very strong Hiskabrus of the Midas Adin, and that's very dangerous. On Leil Shabbos, it's Rosh Hashanah Echad, and therefore there's no union of the Midas Adin. It's all Midas HaRachamim. That's the Rosh Hashanah Echad of Shabbos, and therefore in Leil Shabbos you don't have that issue of learning. That's why by some Hasidim, even the Moshul, they hold that extends the Achon of the Shabbos. It means Thursday night as well, because the night before Shabbos would have a Hiskabrus of Midas HaRachamim as well, and therefore you can learn the Arachai Mekadosh and Chumash Thursday nights. That's where they came from. In learning Chumash Thursday nights, I'll pay that. Pikabola. Motzi Shabbos, on the other hand, is the opposite. Shabbos was his man of Rachamim, and that's ended. Now it's a strong Hiskabrus of Midas Adin, and that's why Motzi Shabbos, you do not say Slichas till after Chatzos, because you can't say Slichas, which are Yin of Rachamim and his man of Din. Okay. Because of Derech HaKayim, the Eich Shalom, Yinag, Bezeg Yesh, Tomi, Emili, Smoich, we have LP, the smack and the reverse. You should say Asher at night time. We have the Morgan Rum says you shouldn't say Asher at night time. Whatever you do, you have somebody to rely on. Akosman Shu Yom Lo Yomar Lo Lomer Asher. If you're davening Marv, the case of the Yudavin Marv early, Avshu Acher Tfilas Amincha. So as long as it's still daytime, there's no reason why you can't say an Asher. Can you miss Acher La Ubalak as this is Beshar Shatir and Yitzchil Tfilas Amincha? Another, or simply a person said Ashrei, Daba Mincha, it's by daytime, still, so say Ashrei afterwards. A person came late, so Yisbali Mohammed, Ashrei Acher Kach. So you want to Daba Tfil B'Tzibra, really, you should Daba in the same time as the Tzibra is starting. So you should say Ashrei with the Tzibra, and you'll say, excuse me, you'll say Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibra, and you say Ashrei after Mincha. You shouldn't say it as a chiyuv, you should say it as kakar patara. Another case, Shabur points out that the kaddish, which you say before mincha, is really said to be like the kaddish introducing it to mincha. You should not be masking between the kaddish and davening. That's the Mishabur talks about this by Shabbos Mincha. So Shabbos Mincha, so we say Ashrei L'Vatzion, we say Kaddish, we say the Pasuk of Vani Tzefila Si, and then we say we take out the Sefer Torah, etc. What would be in a situation where we have no Sefer Torah by Mincha, Shabbos Mincha? So what's the correct order? Shmur says Asher Mitzian, Amin Yisafil Asi, Kaddish, Shmon Esrei. Because you should not be masik between the Kaddish and the Shmon Esrei. Which is why Rabbeinu Rezatzal was very makbid that by Rosh Chodesh Musaf, so you take off the tulin afterwards, you shouldn't talk. You can't catch up in your davening then. Now, it's not supposed to be any hefsik. So we keep on the tulin because you're supposed to keep the tulin until after the Kaddish. But you can't catch up on davening then while you're taking off your tulin because you can't talk between the Kaddish and Shmon Esrei. Like you saw where the Mishnah Berurah says you can't talk, even the one pasuk when he's tefillah l'asib between the Kaddish and Shmon Esrei. So Rainer was, you know, would always, you know, shash to the people. People would talk then, he would always shout them. You take off your tulin davening because you shouldn't be any hefsik. So same thing over here. If a person walks in by mincha and the bathroom starts, they just started Kaddish, you'll say Ashrei afterwards. You can't say Ashrei then. You should go straight to the Shmon Esrei. Should be hefsik in the Shmon Esrei and the Kaddish and the Kaddish and the Shmon Esrei. Problem is afterwards you get involved in this machloikas, is it proper to say it afterwards? Okay. Gimel, Sif Gimel, Hodamashim Tfilo, Shehipsi Dafka Bizman Atfila, Al Bashosh Sheno Zman Tfilo Loi. This all works only that while you're being Isaac in the previous in the new Tfila of the next Zman, that we allowed you that in conjunction with that to add Tashlumin as well. Okay? That's one Pshat Hadal Nesend over here. But the question is it Ma'akir B'di'evah the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about? And some suggest that this talk about is totally different. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Tesvav. Yesh me'achrenim shekosta rutzalermer the lotitul chazal tefilas hashem arak b'denu oisik b'tefilas soy ho'i koris achar sheshok rehiluk arba amos soy ashrei b'intayim. This whole halacha was only said in conjunction with the tefila of the proper time. You pause, or you say the ashrei, which allows you to start the Shmon Esrei properly, and that's it. You cannot be mafzik anymore. And if you did, you lose the tashlumen. That's what some achrenim say. Okay. So, Dr. Mishabura, well, Harbor Kranim, his scheme of the Afrika Kila, Bavari, Sorak, Lizorb, is at least spelled Tfilos Hashlam, take of Akhar Tfilos Hachiubis. Obviously, the Chatil, you should be very careful. There should be no pause. But yeah, but in a mark of rock, him over his man at Tfilos. The only issue is if it has to be within the time frame of the next Tfilos. So, a person forgot Marav, comes to Shachris, it does not Davat Hashlumen. So, his man Shachris extends until 4 hours in the day, the chachila, b'diavat chatzos, he realizes an hour later, I hadn't done my tashlumen yet. So according to these achronim that he's quoting over here, which that the chayalim, you would be allowed to daven then. B'diavat ma'akim rakim over zman atfila. Only if it's ready, if shachris ended, the time for shachris ended, and now it's time for mincha. It's too late. You can't be mash l'mariv in the time for mincha. Danim lo yispala arvis. Yispal Shachris Shtayim, Rakat Arba Shos Al Yom, Shuzman Tfilah the Shachris. So you have the first 4 hours. Now the Hodnotel Avurz Eskar Tfilah Bizmana. That's called the proper time for Shachris, because the law is by Shachris, uniquely enough, there are two Zmanim. The first 4 hours of the day is the correct Zman for Shachris, which allows you to get what's called Tfilah Bizmana. The next 2 hours, you get Tzchar Tfila, not Tzchar Tfila B'zmana. So, Mishnah Berurah, this is actually a machloek is in the Achrayinim. Do you get to 4 hours or 6 hours for Tashlumen? But Mishnah Berurah is passing, you get 4 hours. Mashain ken achar arba shos, and otu rak Tzchar Tfila Rachmi. It's not, you're not davening Shachris, Betzim. You're davening a Tfila. So you can't be Mariv in the, together with that tefillah. Okay, cause of a primogadim mogin gibur meder chaim. So all three have said this primogadim meder mogin gibur meder chaim. All said this pshat. So meder chaim hoisib davar chadash shal nizkru b'shar echadim. He adds another point. V'hu dim gam tefillah shachris gufa lo yispalo ad achar arba shos. If your person waited after 4 hours of davar shachris for whatever reason, which he should not have done the chachilo, but in the case of B'riyav, if he did it, he could still daven shachris. Then, the sarach li spalo oshtayim, kima shosik b'tfilo. Once you've been oisig in the proper tefillah for that day, that's your proper tefillah for the day. I mean, you shouldn't have pushed off till then, but once you did, so then you could daven Marv twice.
Daven Shacharis twice.
Well, you daven Shacharis twice, once for Marv, thank you.
Once for Marv,
yes. Okay. Now, apply the same thought process from Mincha to Marv. So what's the proper time for Marv? Till Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's a question. It's a machlokes rishonim, and it's a b'di'evad. So yesh rabbi nitzbal marav shtayim rak ad chatzos halayla. Shu's modern royal arvus lechavkila. If we're saying that it has to be the time for marav, which allow you to daven mincha twice, it has to be the time. The time for marav is the first half of the night. You're not supposed to daven marav in the second half of the night. Vayin shom b'derech chaim mashakosu oid bezel halacha, and then he says. Now, but according to the thought process of the Derech HaChaim, if for whatever reason you did not daven Marav in the first half, you should not have done that. But if you did so, you daven Marav now after Chatzos, you could daven a second one for Mincha. But if you daven Marav in the proper time and you did not daven the Tashuma right away, you lose your right for Tashuma by Chatzos. That is the Derech HaChaim, Prima Godim, and the Mark and Yibar. Amr Prima Godim Kosev, the Zman Hashlamas Tefillas Mincha, Hu Kolayla Adamur HaShachar. He differentiates between the relationship between Maariv, the night for Maariv, and the morning for Shacharis. B'di'evid, it's called Zman Maariv. B'di'evid is not called Tefillas Shacharis, it's called Zman Tefila after 4 hours. Okay. Now, a further example of this would be, it has to be Zman Tefillah. So Shacharis goes to 4 hours. You have 2 hours to daven Shemoneh Esrei without the schus of Shacharis, but then Chatzos, and Mincha starts with Mincha Gedolah, which is in half an hour later. There's a half an hour gap between Shacharis, the Zman Shacharis, and the Zman Mincha. You can't daven Tashlumin then. Yesh Hashem Rak Meish Shemaschel Zman Mincha Hu Achat Shishol Achar Chatzos. Vegam Shispal Mincha Kodem. Then you daven Mincha. Then you daven Shema. Then you daven Shacharis. Nimshach Zman Hashem Biri Eber Ad Ben Hashmoshes. And Ksiyus Ben Hashmoshes. Fil Hoy Yom Yesh Musav Bispal Musav Bemsa. Daven Musav doesn't affect anything. This is all the b'di'evitz. So now he brought some achronim who said, no, the whole schus is to daven immediately. If you don't, you lose it. Some say, no, you have the whole zman of the tefillah. So to Mishnah Berurah, I would suggest the following. Shimlo Yisbalo take up Tvilas Hashlama Acher Tvilas Achiyuvis Yisbalo Oisab Atars Nadova. You should add a Tanayev and a Dova. The Haino Shiyasa Vayomer. Imani Chayiv. If I'm Chayiv in the Tashlumin, in other words, I don't lose my right by the mitzvah Tashlumin by pausing between the first one Esrei and the second one. So I'm dominating Tashlumin. Harezi Lachubasi. Bimlav. Harehu Hin Nadova. Bechain Hiskum Prima Godin. If you hold, if the psak really is that it's too late to daven Tashlumin, I'm davening an adobah. Okay. Dalit. In Tashlumin, elo the tefillah hasmucha belvat. Tashlumin only works for the next zman of tefillah. Shim tovel hisbalo shachris, elo mincha, he lost shachris and mincha. Hisbalo arba shtayim. He only daven Marav twice, not three times. According to Tashlumi Mincha, one for Marav, one for the tefillah, which was the previous time period, which is Mincha. You cannot go back two time periods. Al Shachris and Tashlumin Mechain Bishar Tefillas. That will be true. If a person forgot Marav and Shachris, he can't daven. He only daven Mincha twice, once for Mincha, one for one, and once for Shachris, etc. The one exception to this is Mincha and Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. since mincha and nila both are the zman at the end of the, both have the zman at the end of the day, so a person without daven mincha and nila and yom kippur, he could daven marav three times, once for marav, once for mincha, once for nila. I actually had somebody in Tells was not feeling well at the end of yom kippur, and he was not up to davening, he had to go to bed. They, at the end of the day, he made Abdullah, ate something, and then Davar Ma'ariv, three Shmoneh Esrei, he says, that was such a shvach of Ne'ilah. Has no flavor of Ne'ilah, Davin, the third Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv, what's Yom Kippur, after eating. But that's the psak over there. Okay. I can only recall one time in my life I had that psak l'maisa. It was that one time. I don't remember ever having it. Baruch Hashem, I guess.
Okay. So it was Marv, and then it was
Mincha,
and then Nila.
Mm-hmm. It's one of these good riddles, you know. Hasmucha Tezayin. Kosar Chanim Shein Tefilas Musav Moyel Lashlamo. You can't use Musav as a tefillah to be mashed on top of it. Tanashim Chisar Shachris B'Yom Shesh B'Musav. Person miss Shachris, and he's not davening Musav later in the day. You can't daven Musaf twice. A person forgot to daven Shachris. He did daven Musaf, but dying low over his man Shachris. You don't say Sijid daven Musaf, you can't daven Shachris afterwards. You'll daven Shachris at that point in time. Okay. So Misha Shachris will Yispal Shachris and Musaf. Person missed Shachris and Musaf, and now it's time for Mincha. Minizkir be Mincha. So what's the order? Yispalu mincha, because it's time for mincha. Then achar kav musav, because musav is in the proper time. And then achar kav shachris, then yispalu mincha musav. Kada mincha is yotze. Now this didn't yidav mincha and then musav. There's a machlokes in the poskim. Is the difference between mincha gadol and mincha katana? We all the ikras man mincha really is mincha katana. That was because that corresponds to when they would they would bring the korban tamid on a regular day. Mechadala, since there are days or there's one day in the year we brought the korban of the afternoon ben arboyim that early, and that's in a case where, like this year, it should be in negeya when the night of the seder is Friday night, so they had to be makir of the korban pesach and bring the korban pesach and roast it on Erev Pesach. So they remarked of the Korban, and the Pesach was brought after Tavon Shabbat and Arboyim, so they would remark of the Korban Tavon Shabbat and Arboyim as early as possible, which is 6.5 hours. So that's the only case that we do that.
It isn't even every year, it's only some years.
It's only some years, right. Right, Friday night. Right, so, but the normal Zman for Mincha is later. So once it comes to Zman Mincha, that's the Zman of Tefillah Mincha. Mincha is Toter and has Kadima before Musav. But if it's only Mincha Gedarla, it's not really Zman for Mincha yet. It's not really the proper time. So then you would daven Musaf first, and then later on you would daven Mincha. Okay. Well, like Mincha, you can't, and the example which you gave over here was person.
His power Musaf go to Mincha
Yotza. Yeah. So then he said in a case where that.
Should the Musaf be daven first before the Tashlumin?
If a person, that's a good question. See, that's a good question. Why is the order? Once you daven mincha, why don't you daven immediately the tashlumen? Says ma'isa musav is has the milah of it is a proper zman for musav, so that gets kadima before the tashlumen, which is just the process of tashlumen. Well, mincha, who then are feeling mispala mincha? Gam ken lo yuchal lihashim ba'erev. Avur Shachris. If a person miss Shachris, the example of the Shulchan Aruch was he miss Shachris and Mincha, so he davened Marv twice. What about if he missed Shachris and he davened Mincha, but he wasn't Mashalim by Mincha, he forgot to be Mashalim? Could he be Mashalim by Marv? The answer is again, no, you cannot be Mashalim from time periods back. The Klal, but Tidduk Hashem Arak was Man and Tvila Smukhula. Hey. So, al tzalach of tashlumin, you cannot be mashlim except for the one time period back. But tefillas hakeira sheiv said ein lahem tashlumin. So if the person missed multiple tefillas, so there's no din of tashlumin. However, im rotzel ispalo oisa nedava yishechadash b'shum davar harishus b'yada menachon lasus kein. So the person could daven a tefillas nedava. We said before the tefillas nedava requires that there has to be an element of chidush in it, which means you're asking for a new bakasha. We had a machlokes before if the new bakasha meant there was a new need arose, which wasn't there beforehand, or it's enough that he had not thought about and asked for that prior, even though the need was there already. Okay, so but it's proper to create that situation and daven the tefillah that you missed, but tarus in the davah. Yudches imrotzer. Chemisha yechayla, a tovus betvis. A person was ill, or a person was taken into jail. While yomamakim lucky, in the place where he was placed was not clean, allowing him to daven. Because yetsi the ispalo kol tefila shehiv. So you would be able to pay back all the tefillas that you missed. Ispalo marv achakach mincha achakach shachris. So, for example, if you missed one day's worth, and now it's nighttime, so you daven ma'ariv, then you daven mincha tashumen, then you daven a shon esrei as an adava for shachris. If the person was released from jail on the night of Rosh Chodesh, he would say yalav yom and all of the tefillas, even though the tefillas are corresponding to prior to Rosh Chodesh. Yamtim out of Erev Yispel. A person should not daven the tefillas he missed on Shabbos, but rather after Shabbos. The Kamelon B'Simcha Kuzayin Shein Yispel and the daven b'Shabbos Yamtim. We don't daven the tefillas to daven on Shabbos and Yamtim, so you would have to wait till after Shabbos to daven your tefillas that you missed.
Why is that?
Because corresponding to the concept of a korban nedava, you cannot bring korbanos nedava on Shabbos or Yamtim. Yates Menachin. So he says that you're able to do this. It's not a chiyuv, but it's proper to do so. He was suggesting making it tonight. He said this. If this is for tashlumen, I'm doing it as tashlumen. If not, I'm doing it as an adov. Now, why am I doing that? It's multiple zmanim afterwards. The person was sick for 3 days and he was so sick he couldn't daven. So he's davening 3 days worth of tefillahs. There's no tashlumen for that. What's the tanai? Why? So that which we said before, that you only get the one period of time back, so that's a Rambam and a Rosh. So Rambam and Rosh is going to be very powerful in Allah, and we're going to accept the Rambam and the Rosh. But there are definitely Rishonim who argue, and therefore the people of God suggest that you should, according to them, you have a chiyuv of daven as not as an adava, but as a chiyuv of tashlumen. That's a chiyuv. So you should make it tonight. Okay. Vav. Over a kol yom v'lo hispalo musaf ein lo tashlumen. Musaf, however, has no tashlumen. You can't daven ma'ariv after the day. It's tashlumen for musaf. Mishabura Sukkot and Chav Tashlumen the Hech Yikra Harkabon is Akbar over his Mana Musaf. Now, even though we're not going to say the Shemon Esrei of the Karbonis, because we're going to daven Marv twice, but the point is, how can you say that you want this to be a Mokum of the Korban when there's no Korban anymore? There's no Korban Musaf, because Musaf was not Niskan as a Tefillah of Bakasha. It was Niskan as a Tefillah to represent the Korban. And there's then over Yarmai Batal Korban. Once the day has passed, the Korban is Batal. Okay. Sif Zayin. Hazid v'lo yispalo tefillah achas. A person was mazed, did not daven, he missed the tefillah. And the Ein L'Tashlumin, I feel like B'tfilah Smucha Lo. There's no Din Tashlumin. It's only for a case of a Shergig, a Shachach, or a Toh. So there's no Tashlumin. V'im Ratzo, Yisbal Osad Nadavo, but he could daven in his Nadavo. V'in Tzar Chidush, Yim Yisbal Osad B'tfilah Smucha Lo. And even though we said Nadavo normally requires a Chidush, over here we're going to say that you do not require the Shviat element of Chidush. Mishabur is going to bring it to some argument. Okay. Chafal of Hazid. Mishabur, the basic analysis, some of the Arvis, we spell the Arvis, but I only spell the Mincha. He walked in, he had not Dabbed Mincha yet, he saw the Dabbed Marv, and he Dabbed Marv with them. So that was improper. You should not have davened Mar when you're still at a Chiyav Mincha. Surely the spell of Tfilah Shemarastre the Shem Mincha, but Shakom is spell of Marv. The answer is you'll daven Mincha while they're davening Marv. Okay? But so that was what he should have done. He didn't do that. So by davening Marv, he's intentionally not cutting himself off from Mincha. So there's no Tashlumin. No, you don't say that. So even though what he did was improper, it's not the same in the case of a person, but wasn't mispalo. Kisha daven over his mana mincha, but still yom. It's really his mana mincha still. Vavim to learn she yevshalo the spalo tefilas mincha v'sashah kibim shakar aso ulayla. But he's those Arabs. But that's very nice. It's still daytime. But he was daven mariv is saying it's mekabel as if it's lila. He cannot daven mincha anymore. That's his time to disaster. Okay. So it'll be tomorrow's. You count the second one as tashlumin. Bimur Rosh Chodesh. Yasku yalav yavav gam b'shniya. Kibush kar kibul al Rosh Chodesh. K'mamash yizkuba yalav yavav. If it was Arab Rosh Chodesh, he missed Mincha, walked in the set of Marv already, Dabbed Marv with them and says Yalav Yavav. So you'll say Yalav Yavav in both Shmon Esrays. Even though we were arguing that could be the Pshat is you're davening it, but Taurus, the Mincha that you're Mechuyev, but the Mincha you're Mechuyev was Erev Rosh Chodesh. There's no Yalav Yavav in that. He says, no. Once you're Mechabel the night, except the night, so now it's Rosh Chodesh, you're Mechuyev and say Yalav Yavav, and all Tfilah said during that time. For example, let's say a person davens a tefillah to daven on Rosh Chodesh. He says it has to say Yalav Yavav in it, because right now this is a day of Yalav Yavav. Even though the tefillah he's davening is a nedava, it's not part of the day. It's not part of the musaf. It's a tefillah to daven, but you have to say Yalav Yavav. Within a mirror came a Shabbos. He spelled Shnei Gam Kain Shal Shabbos. He would daven. The second one for Shabbos. Because Rokhan Nimi Lo, his group is Shani Yalav Yavav. Kamashiel Lo Yasker. Kim Shur Dayan Yoim. If in the first one, which was Mariv, he davened Mariv Mimod Yoim. Was Erev Rosh Chodesh going into Rosh Chodesh? He davened Mariv early, forgetting that he's B'chiv B'mincha, and he forgot Yalav Yavav in the first ministry. He's having a hard night, you know? He forgot Mincha, davened Mariv, forgot Yalav Yavav in the Mariv. So in that situation, so it's still daytime. So really, it's daytime, and you should not be davening saying Yalav Yavav. The second one's for Mincha. Why saying Yalav Yavav for? Tara says, but since you were Makabel and made it nighttime and said Yalav Yavav already, you can't stop. Well, he didn't do that. Okay, Mishi is Balo Mokim. Show your worthy stopping, but say Mocha Motza Acharkach Tsoya. Person davening in a place where we saw before that there's a, if it's a place where a person would have a chiyuv to expect the possibility of tzoya, and he davened there, the mul liyal b'simanai involves a tzarach lastly spell the pisha pasha shoyel odivtei. He should have checked and he didn't, so that's considered a pshia, and he has to daven again. Okay, so can he daven tashlumin? All right, he davened in a place where he should have checked. It's something which we expect the possibility of tzoya. He didn't check. He should have checked. He davened the tefillah there, and then he never addressed it again until after the zman passed. So he says, I want to daven tashlumin. No, you're amazed. You have a dinner of pesheya. You can't do tashlumin. Who then the pshayam is the mekulinyan zeh din be'esha motzek rabbis mantvila su ein lo tashum anachakav. And Tzarech Kiddush, Rabach, we grow up posel the Tzarech Kiddush. That which he says that you, in a situation where a person was mazed, he can daven on the dova and not require Kiddush, the Bach and the say, what do you mean, why shouldn't it be chayv a Kiddush? Of course it's chayv a Kiddush. There's no tashlumen. So it's in the dova. The dova needs a Kiddush. Okay. That's all.